Chairman of the National Reparations Commission, Adrian Odo, is calling for strong leadership for youth and action on reparations. Speaking on NBC Radio, Odo asserts that young people are at risk of being influenced by misguided leadership and destructive ideologies.
When we examine our former black leaders, we look at their characteristics. These are the things that we should try to emulate. We cannot allow our black youth to be lost and to be under the wrong leadership. And that is why Black History Month is so important, because it highlights that those in the black community, it's not the Cardi B's and the Offsets and all the rappers and these things. Yeah, you can listen to the music, but these are not persons that we should deem as black leaders. And I'm looking at these different rappers, and they don't have any positive influence on our young black men. So we have to go back in time and emulate that level of leadership and those characteristics, so that everyone, once it is we emulate those forces, we can have more black leaders. Instead of having a black leader once every blue moon, we can have a generation of black leaders going forward.
Odo, who assumed leadership of the National Reparations Commission in 2023, acknowledges strides made in raising awareness, pointing to a key challenge, an overemphasis on meetings with little tangible action. He notes that there is still widespread misunderstanding about the issue of reparations, with many believing reparations are solely about slavery. He adds that the commission's six-month initiative will seek to address this issue.
We've had mostly a bit of international meetings concerning reparations. I would have went off to the UN, where I would have represented St. Vincent, and I would have advocated for some change. But since then, we haven't seen much progress. And that's one of the things that really dislike when it comes to moving forward reparations on an international level. We tend to have a lot of meetings, but we don't see any actual tangible progress. Since the UN, I've been to Venezuela a few times. We've had several meetings. We've planned out a six-month, more or less, plan to go to the different areas in St. Vincent so that we can do some underground advocacy concerning reparations.
Odo also addresses the historical exploitation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and other Caribbean nations, arguing that colonial powers systematically drained these countries of their wealth while using those stolen resources to develop their own societies.
There are a lot of things that have went wrong as a consequence of slavery. We have psychological damage, we have underdevelopment, and a slew of things that you can, if you Google CARICOM 10-point plan, you can see all of the points that are there. And reparations is about trying to correct those wrongs. It's not about just getting money. We have to catch up with development in terms of infrastructure, even healthcare. We are a bit behind in the region, not talking about St. Vincent. In the region, we are definitely behind in healthcare. We are behind as well in technology. Why is that? Because during the times of our former colonizers, they would have drained us of our resources and set us back hundreds and hundreds of years, while it is they were developing their own.
Chairman of the National Reparations Commission, Adrian Odo. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.